College Stud. My name is Travis Wanger. I've been a parishioner since 2006 here at Blessed Sacrament. I've got three amazing children, Gavin, Tristan, and Maisie, twin boys that are 8 and 11-year-old daughter. And we love being part of Blessed Sacrament, and we just kind of wanted to share a little bit of our story and how we're involved with stewardship. A little bit about me. I was born in Western Kansas, raised with pretty stringent Catholic values out there. My mom did a pretty good job, I'd say, to build a strong foundation with my Catholic faith. And that was absolutely imperative as I've kind of grown up a little bit. I still have a long ways to go, but in my journey, I've fallen back on that foundation quite a bit. I served almost 9 years in the military, so I got an opportunity to see quite a bit of the world, different people, places, things, and ideas. And it's helped me understand people a little bit better, but really, the opportunity and understanding what stewardship was wasn't brought to the table until we came to Blessed Sacrament. And I always want to know what the definition of stewardship was, and I can tell you. I think we lived that life. I guess that's why we got picked. In fact, I was really kind of dumbfounded when I was like, are you sure you have the right person? Our name, last name is Wanger, last one in the directory. I didn't know if they just picked the last one and say, yeah, here we go. But the definition of stewardship, for those who don't know, is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gift and who shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. Again, you know, I think when I first started in Blessed Sacrament, I couldn't say I was fully involved at all. I'd come to church, I'd come to Mass, not even regularly, it would be intermittent. And over the years, this parish has drawn me in more and more, and you know, the opportunities and things through ministry and everything that we have within this parish are absolutely amazing. So it's allowed me to grow my faith quite a bit. And, you know, I've never been that. When they called me up here, I was like, yeah, I think you've got the wrong guy. Because if people that do know me, you know, I've got a little bit of a background. And, I've had the opportunity to check a lot of boxes in life that people are like, oh, my gosh. You know, I went through bankruptcy. I went through divorce. I've had health issues. You know, had legal issues, and it's like all these different things. And every time when I reflect back on it now is coming back to that foundation that was instilled upon me through the Catholic faith. And it was so much more instilled upon me and through the values that my mom taught me. And today with stewardship, what we have is we have an example of these ministry groups that we can go out there and bring our children and stay engaged and set the example. Because in the end, in this world, I can't change anything out there, really. I can influence things, but I have my children to look forward to, and how do I raise them, and how do I set that foundation so they have that to fall back on when they need to. Through those things, you know, that it's allowed us to become pretty humble at times, and one of the biggest ones I'm involved with is St. Vincent de Paul in ministry. If we look through our directory, we've got a litany of items in here to pick from. There's something in here for everyone, and in this room here, in this church. And St. Vincent de Paul Society allows us to go out and engage with those people that are less fortunate or struggling with social issues, abuse, financial issues. And by the donations of a lot of people in this room allow us to reach out to those individuals. But even more so, we become the spearhead of getting out there and talking to these people and understanding them and showing who we are as Catholics and that this is what we want to do to help people. This is part of our journey, is to help that, you know, help your neighbor. And that is what it says exactly in that definition of stewardship, is that we have a gratefulness of understanding that we have these gifts that we received and that we go out there and share them with our community. And for me, the best way for us to do it has been through St. Vincent de Paul Society. I've got the opportunity to go out and do a homeless outreach program. I bring my kids. They get to interact with homeless people and see that life is so different over here when we have it so great over here. That's enough to humble me anytime I go out there with those individuals and see all the great things we have. So, again, there's something here for everybody. If not, start your own ministry. That's what I would suggest. So, I think that's a good way. So, I'll sum it up in that I think that our family, that we live a life of stewardship, and it's not so much a point or a destination for us. It's a bit of a journey, and that journey has taken us up and down all around, but in the end, that journey continues on, and this is a great way. If we stay within the confines of this church and within our parish, we're limiting ourselves. We're not continuing on that stewardship. We're reaching out to our neighbors. getting outside of these walls of this church and the school allows us to fulfill that stewardship obligation. So I would encourage that everyone, if they ever haven't already, is to fill out those stewardship packets and make a commitment, not just filling out all the information out, but make that commitment with your family members, with your kids, no matter what that age is, to go out there and fulfill those obligations. And I thank you for your time.